I want to welcome all of you again today as we are gathered together in worship. If you were here last Sunday, you heard that I've been in a little bit of a spiritual slump for the past couple of weeks. I usually like to have my sermons planned out well in advance, and I've been struggling a little bit with that. And this week was not really an exception to that. I was heading off to annual conference, and I knew I needed to give a sermon title to Ruth before I left so she could have it for the bulletin and for the PowerPoint. And so I read through the lessons a couple of times, and I made up a really generic title that I didn't know what I was going to preach about, but I thought, I can make this fit something. So I said, yeah, the title of my sermon this week is going to be Out of Bounds. Then I went to annual conference. And I guess I hadn't really paid attention to the fact that our theme for the annual conference this year was going to be the Great Commission, but that was the theme. And the constant refrain in annual conference this year was the importance of being able to go beyond our boundaries, to go out of bounds, to go beyond our doors and beyond our walls. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. So you've heard of Throwback Thursday? Well, this is See Back Sunday, okay? I was in a sorority whenever I was in college. And you can tell by the clothing about the era that that was. Anybody want to guess? The 80s, absolutely, with the big hair and the pencil leg ankles on the pants. And that's, you can see me in the yellow circle, so I'm owning up. Thank you, sweetheart. So I'm owning up to my past. I had a great experience being part of that sorority. There were some great leadership opportunities that I had as part of that experience. I made some wonderful friendships, people with whom I'm close even now. That was all really good. One of the things that is part of Greek life or sorority life is the annual rush season, right? And during rush, you're trying to recruit new people, pledges, to become part of your organization. And so part of getting ready for rush is learning basic hospitality. The sorority sisters would try and make their houses or their meeting places as welcoming as they possibly could, and we would have refreshments for our guests, and we would try and entertain the people who came by with songs and skits showing how wonderful this sorority life was, and it was an exercise in hospitality. And I was thinking about that a little bit in light of annual conference. And I thought, you know, our church does a really good job exercising hospitality as well, right? I mean, we have people out in the parking lot greeting and welcoming people whenever they are coming to church. We have greeters who stand at the entranceway, making people feel welcome and safe and comfortable coming in. We have gifts for our first-time guests whenever they visit here. We try and make sure that our worship service has something that is appropriate for all different ages and allows everybody to be engaged. We try and have music that is uplifting and helpful for people. We have a hospitality team that provides wonderful opportunities for refreshments and celebration and fellowship together. We try and be welcoming and hospitable. We try and live into the motto of our denomination, which is open hearts, open minds, open doors. And I think that's a good thing. I think hospitality is important. But the model of rush and the model of the hospitality that we extend to people is based on the idea that we welcome people as they come to us, right? But when we talk about open doors, an open door swings both ways. And so an open door is not just about welcoming people when they come to us. It is about going outside the door and reaching out beyond our doors, beyond our boundaries, so that we can reach others for Jesus Christ. In the gospel lesson for today, we hear the story, and it's a strange story in some ways, isn't it? We hear the story of Jesus going to a foreign country and meeting a man who is possessed by many demons. He has left the region of Galilee, which is where he has been ministering, and gone to a different country. He has left his fellow Jewish citizens and gone to a region where the people are not Jewish. No Jewish person would be keeping pigs, because pigs are unclean animals, right? So he's in a foreign land with people who do not share his religion, and he encounters this man who is out of bounds to all of his own neighbors, living among the tombs. Jesus is willing to go out of bounds to bring healing to this individual. Now, I do want to say a couple of side note things about demons. A lot of times, I think, in the Gospels, when we hear stories of Jesus casting out demons, we need to remember that ancient understanding of medicine is not the same as our understanding today. So I'm sure there were physical illnesses like epilepsy or even fevers were thought to be caused by demons, and today we understand those things a little bit differently. There is mental illness that would have been attributed to demons, schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. All of those things could be attributed to demons. And so I think some of the times in the gospel when we hear those stories, Jesus is bringing healing to physical or mental illnesses from which people are suffering. But I also want to acknowledge that there are times when people do wrestle with demons. If you know anybody who is affected by PTSD, they will talk about how the demons overshadow their lives sometimes. And I don't necessarily understand the source of those demons and those threats, but I know they're not from God. I know they're not from God. And Jesus brings healing in those situations. So Jesus has gone out of bounds to another country, to people of another religion, to a man who is outcast from his own people, and he brings healing and hope in those places. And I think that is a beautiful message. And it reminds me that when we say open hearts, open mind, open doors, the door swings both ways, right? And we are to welcome people as they come to us and offer hospitality and extend grace. But we are also to go beyond our doors, just like Jesus did, out into the community, out into the world, to share Jesus with others who desperately need it. Pam talked a little bit about the closing worship service yesterday, in which Bishop Weaver offered three challenges to us. To go, you remember what the second one was? To glow and grow, exactly. And I want to share just a brief excerpt of his sermon that talks about the importance of going. Can you play it for us, please, Jeremiah?
But it also, that word go means to travel not just geographically, but it's to travel spiritually and attitudinally. Because some of our congregations have a mission that's right out on the front steps. I was over on, when I was bishop of the Peninsula Delaware Conference, we had a church on the Eastern Shore, one of which, when I met with some social workers in that community and community leaders, we met in the church basement, and they said in front of some of the laity of that church, did you know that this street is the main drug street in this town on the Eastern Shore of Maryland? And three or four of them said, we did not know that. Right on their doorstep. Sometimes we have to go and look at what's right in front of us, and it's a long way from our expectations of who we want to hang out with. It's a long way from what we think is the reality of our community. But we need to go and to build relationships and to begin to stand with those who are in drugs, who are impoverished, those who feel marginalized. That's as long a trip for some of our churches as going to New England. So this go is meant to be an invitation to step out in new ways. Another country church on the eastern shore of Maryland that I visited, DS and I drove up to it. It was a one-room church, had a little vestibule that you walk through, you know, one of those weather shields. And when we drove up, it was out in the country, not many houses around, but there must have been 30 or 40 kids running around. And when we got out of the car, the DS and I, there was a little girl about 11 or 12 came over, grabbed my hand and said, "Bishop, do you want to see what we're doing with drugs?" "Yeah, I'd like to see what you're doing with drugs." But that was one of those areas. Thankfully, that church had started to listen, to go, and to empathetically stand with and walk with and build relationship with, not for the sake of new church members, but for the sake of Jesus, who came to save us from all those things that will entrap us and pull us down.
I love that he says that when we go, it's not for the sake of recruiting new members, right? It's to take Jesus to people who are hurting. That's our job, because the doors open both ways. May God help us do just that. Will you pray with me, please? Holy God, we give you thanks for opportunities for welcoming and hospitality within the walls of our church, and we thank you and praise you for opportunities to go beyond our doors, to go out of bounds so that we might share the love of Jesus with a hurting world. And it is in his name we pray, and all God's people said, Amen.